Welcome to Nutrition Nuts, where we discuss the latest nutrition breakthroughs, supplements, and wellness choices with leaders in the natural products industry, health practitioners, and research scientists. I'm your host, Jim Wilkes, certified nutritionist. Thanks to our main sponsor, HollyHillVitamins.com, the place for great selection, service, and prices. Check out their extensive wellness library for updated science-based info. Hey, everybody. So good to be back after a few months. I guess you'd call it a hiatus, right? I just haven't been on for a few months, and I have hoped that you have enjoyed some of our recent, I would say, unaired episodes that we had hidden in the vault there. Took some time off to do other things, and I'm glad to be back. It is mid-spring, and I'm totally enjoying the weather. Best thing is that I am back in the saddle, or I guess the phrase really should be on the saddle of my road bikes. I really enjoy riding, and I have to wait. I'm not one of those guys that you see out all year on the bundled up in clothes, just handling any type of weather out there. I'm just not at that point in my life, and it's so funny because I promised myself to get my flamingo-like legs in shape, but all winter I said, I'm going to do this type of exercise, that kind of thing, go to the gym and ride the bike there, but I didn't do it, of course, and now I'm suffering a little. So the hot mineral baths have been my Shangri-La of late, my sanctuary. It seems that I finally get into gear after a few months, just as the weather turns bad. A vicious cycle, definitely. Oh, wait a second. A vicious cycle. Yeah, I had to do that. I have one of these things on my machine here. I had to get the drum roll. So I hope everyone's doing well. I got a great show for you guys today. It's a product that I've used for decades, I guess I can say. Yeah, a couple of decades. And I've used it with my family. And it's silver, right? It's this wonderful silver hydrosol product. Company is called Sovereign Silver or Immune Imagenics. It's a go-to type of a product for almost anything. I think every cupboard in the house should have some silver products there because it's such a universally applied product for health and balance, and it does a whole host of things, which we're going to get into. And my guest today is going to be Robert Scott Bell. And I've known Robert, I think he was on my show about 10 years ago, and he has his own wonderful radio show. It lasts for hours. He discusses health issues, alternative and holistic health care. He gets things about the government, and we hope we get into a little bit about that, what's going on with our industry. So things have changed in the last 10 years. So I'd like to talk to him about that. And he was a board member of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists, and just a wealth of knowledge for so many things. So you're going to enjoy Robert. He's passionate, and what he has to say, you should really take to heart. Love the guy. So we're going to be talking about silver, and one of the wonderful things about silver is that it's been around a long, long time. It goes back to the ancient days, and we'll be talking about that. Back there around 4,000 BC, they said that was one of the earliest recorded human histories about using, they used silver for currency, obviously, back then too. But Herodotus, I think I'm saying his name right, he's the father of history, he reported that the Persian kings only drank water stored and transported in silver vessels. Ancient Mediterranean civilizations used silver for preserving food, water, vinegar, wine, things like that. It occurs naturally in nature in things like mushrooms and whole grains and things like that. And you guys know Hippocrates, right? the father of modern medicine. He wrote about the healing properties of silver back in 400 BC. So these are kind of things that people would use back then. They kind of knew, I guess, instinctively. I guess they didn't really obviously know about bacteria and things, but it seemed like things were preserved well in silver. So it has been used as a natural antibiotic, you know, before antibiotics were came around. And the beauty is there's really no downside to it. Maybe there's a couple of people who actually make silver at home that may have had some problems. We'll discuss that famous blue guy. We'll probably talk about him too. But you'll enjoy this, the history of silver and what it's used for. This is mid-May now, so it's great for allergies. A lot of people suffering out there. We'll discuss that a little bit as well. So we're going to skip some stories today. We're going to go right to Robert. So hang in there. Robert Scott Bell, thank you so much for joining us today. It's I was looking back on my records there, and it looks like our first show might have been about 10 years ago. On that,
yes, that could be the case. We've been at it for a long time.
On that old-fashioned medium called radio, which I think you're still pretty well involved in, huh?
Oh, for sure, for sure. But again, this is a long journey. When you talk about helping people to get well, it's not a quick fix scenario. We don't poison people for profit. We bring them the things that they need to know, the information and the access to the supplements, for instance, that are very supportive of their health.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been an advocate for health for so many years. I have listened to your broadcast. Well, it was 10 years ago when I had you on my radio show, and I'm just curious, in those 10 years, what's, I know it's a big question to ask, but what are some of the things that you've noticed over the last 10 years, things that have changed maybe about the industry or the way people are looking for alternatives?
Well, I think that the biggest change, as you might know, and everybody realizes, was the three crazy COVID years we went through.
Right.
And many people who had blindly believed in the authorities, what they were telling them. And we found out, and many doctors and scientists also found out, that they were being deceived and they had to look a little bit deeper. So the people that were in the natural products industry that owned health food stores that were talking about nutrition were correct. And the people that were talking about poisoning you to, you know, with drugs were not correct. Mm. So I think that more people than ever are open, including those that were previously completely shut down because of their profession. So the hardships that people have gone through, the difficulties, they can often, you know, serve to wake us up to realize we were on the wrong track and we got to do better.
Well, and that takes care of, I mean, we've had epidemics and plagues for centuries, and people have died and gotten ill, even though they might have been eating a natural diet and everything. What can you think we can do to prepare ourselves for the future? Because it's probably going to come around again.
Well, clearly, when we talk about the immune system, I mean, some of the narratives that came out said your immune system wasn't better than, you know, artificially inducing antibodies through strange toxic injections. So I think that one of the things that we begin to realize is that God gave us an immune system. We need to learn how to support it, not interfere with it. Mm-hmm. And so much of what we can do in the natural realm is, of course, supportive of immune response. Now, there are other things that we need to consider in terms of the immune response itself and what specifically can help there, and things that we didn't have, you know, as much information about 10 years ago when we started and talked about silver is copper. And that becomes a very, very important part of the discussion, because many people were taking a lot of zinc and vitamin C in isolation, and that depleted copper stores further from the body, which made us vulnerable for a lot of inflammatory chronic diseases.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of people don't realize that that too much zinc can offset your copper stores. That's a good point. I would say 90% of the public does not, maybe more than that, don't realize that. That's why, folks, it's good to come in and talk to a healthcare practitioner that has studied some nutrition there. They'll tell you those things. It's a good point. Tell us a little bit about how you joined Natural Immunogenics, the makers of Sovereign Silver. I mean, was it your background that got you involved in that? Was your experience with silver at all? What was the draw for you?
Well, for me, I dedicated my life to natural healing as a homeopath, and I realized that there's a lot more than just homeopathy, even though that was a key part of my recovery in my young years. And as I began to know folks through our industry, I met the family at Natural Immunogenics and saw what they were doing. It was a pretty interesting breakthrough in what we call hydrosol technology with colloidal chemistry that allowed a form of silver to be released that was safe as a homeopathic remedy, which was key to me because I was detoxifying my patients, including children, of heavy metal burden. And so I finally found a way that we can utilize some of these things like silver safely without harm. And then, you know, I got to know the family better. Eventually I connected with them, and in the early mid 2000s, it was down there. I helped to develop 3 years of R&D on the silver gel that they have, the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, which is used just tremendously with, you know, with my kids, especially now. They've been raised on silver, and the gel has been wonderful. And it also carries the homeopathic silver. So, you know, over those years, and, you know, I kind of moved on in terms of broadcasting 6 days a week. So I'm not over there in their manufacturing facility anymore in Sarasota, but I continue to be happy and grateful that I can educate on it, because it's been a godsend for me and my family. And for those that live in fear of germs or infections, it's another layer of, you know, protection and comfort, knowing that we have tools that don't involve dangerous poisons or toxins, that don't disrupt the gut microbiome, biodiversity or anything. And so we have a way forward to address the things that, you know, we're told to be afraid of.
Exactly. And in the beginning, before you came on, I talked a tiny little bit about how it's been used throughout history, and I'd like you to go over that a little bit. I don't think people realize how long silver's been around, and not just, you know, digging it up, the pirates digging it up, you know, or burying it, but actually used for health there. So can you give some examples of that?
Well, the great Hippocrates, most people learn about in history, he, you know, the father of medicine, talked about let your food be your medicine be your food. He utilized and wrote about silver being used as a medicine topically back in those days, thousands of years ago. And in the, let's say, around the time homeopathy was coming out, there were lots of discoveries and experimentation. Silver was in the what we call the Materia Medica. It was also in the Merck Manual. And Nageli found out in the late 19th century that he could use small amounts of what we call bioactive or oligodynamic silver to stop the infections that would lead to neonatal blindness should there be an infection through the birth canal. And they utilized silver nitrate at the time. It's a very caustic form of silver, but has a high rate of ion dissociation. Even before that, you know, in the time of the great plagues, people that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth were afforded the special benefit. They didn't really understand it, but it was through ions dissociating from the silverware, right? The silver plates, the silver goblets, that also provided some level of protection. And for me, the big discovery in a modern context was reading The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker. And I realized the power of silver ions at very low concentration. So you wouldn't risk any toxicity or accumulation, but you could achieve tremendous immune benefit by utilizing it. So now even NASA uses it to purify wastewater on the space station at parts per billion. So we know it's very efficient. And of course, a lot of water purification systems rely on silver ionization and even copper ionization technologies.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. It's used in the hospitals, I think, for burn victims, too. They put it in some of the gauzes and things, correct?
That's correct. The mainstay response to third-degree wounds and burns is silver-based medicine. It's fractionally active relative to what you have available at Holly Hill Health, but it still shows the scientific basis and validation for the use of silver locally, topically. But of course, we've got it in the hydrosol form, so we can take it internally as well as needed.
I think you'll, and it's a good thing to point out, because I still get this. Won't it make me turn blue? I guess that famous guy that was on the, I think it was Oprah or something, who was he called the Blue Man, and it's a permanent reaction. Do you remember that episode? Do you remember talking about that at all?
I talked about that guy, Paul Kerrison. He never got the flu, by the way, but he turned blue. It's not necessary to risk turning or discoloring your skin. I wouldn't have done it for my children if that were the case. But the form of silver that he was using was a homemade colloidal silver of unknown concentration and quality. And there are even in some stores that don't know better, they carry 250 and 500 part per million silvers. And the very first teaspoon of that exceeds the reference dose by the EPA and the WHO. and it actually exceeds the critical dose of 980 micrograms. Mm. If you were to take sovereign silver 7 times a day at the 10 ppm level for the next 70 years straight, you would not have exceeded the daily reference dose. So there would be no adverse event, no discoloration, which is why I could safely recommend and use it for families around the world, much less my own family. And my kids are the same color they've always been. They go out in the sun, they get old.
Right. Right. I think that came out when the Smurfs were popular. I don't know if that was the case, right? And they also, didn't the hospitals used to put that in the eyes? Was that the silver nitrate you're talking about? Do you remember?
Yeah, that was dilute silver nitrate drops. And silver nitrate is still used in modern medicine. They'll use it in a stronger form to cauterize bleeding wounds or surgical scenarios like that. It's used on the battlefield to stop, bleeding wounds from bullet holes, too. But it's a caustic form of silver. I don't recommend it. It's something you got to be careful with. But the colloidal or the hydrosol state is perfectly safe. I've utilized it since my babies were little. And, we have, again, something as safe as a homeopathic medicine, but as powerful as something we can't say regards to the challenges to our immune system.
Exactly, exactly. And sovereign silver makes it's clear. I've seen other silver ones on the market that are kind of discolored, maybe a yellowish thing. Is that because of the concentration or the disbursements?
The concentration and the particle size. If you see discoloration in a colloidal silver product, it's because the particles of agglomerated or clumped, they're so large that they reflect light that the human eye can detect. When you have the form of silver that is bioactive within the body, and I refer back to Dr. Becker's great work, The Body Electric, you find the ion is the bioactive form of silver in a living system. And it is so small, it doesn't reflect light the human eye can detect. That's why those silvers, like the hydrosol, have no visible spectrum other than the clarity of the purest of pure waters. And it's in a pharmaceutical-grade purified water. But some are utilizing misinformation, if you will, by saying if it's not discolored, it's not really a colloidal silver product, which is, not validated by sound scientific, research and testing. And you may get some benefit from those higher concentrations, but it's due to the small percentage of ions that dissociate from the complex compounded forms that may make it more difficult for the body to bind and excrete. So that's where you get into accumulation that's not necessary.
You mentioned the gel, which is one of my favorites, because I use that like as an aftershave type of a thing. Mm-hmm. It's very soothing. And I guess I grew up with Neosporin, and I have to admit, my kids are in their 40s, but we used to use Neosporin whenever they got a cut back in the, many years ago. And I found that the Sovereign Gel for a lot of people kind of does the same, has the same effect.
Well, yes. I mean, in fact, it's better because it doesn't block certain things like petrochemicals that are in the things like Neosporin. Mm-hmm. So you have all of the benefits of the downregulation of inflammation locally and the upregulation of regeneration to accelerate tissue regrowth. Going back to Becker's work, the ions stimulate recovery of tissue and tissue integrity and reduce the potential for scar tissue formation. So utilizing silver at the site of a wound is much preferable to the things you and I both grew up with. We didn't know better with the petrochemicals and the antibiotics.
Right.
So we have all of it, none of the detriment.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Let's talk about some of the other products there, because I've used it. I found it be very beneficial if I ever have an eye irritation or something like that, to put a few drops in my eye. People kind of balk at that. They say, they just feel funny putting something in the eye. For some reason, they don't feel funny when junk gets in the eye or pinkness gets in the eye. But I found that to be very effective, putting a few drops in the eyes there that to help for soothing. And nowadays, you can't even get stuff for your eyes, right? That's another thing.
Well, that difficulty with our regulatory bodies captured by pharmaceutical interests.
Right.
Realize that the sovereign silver is in a pharmaceutical grade purified water and nothing else but the silver. And that's a 5/9 pure silver. Now, take into consideration that tap water, as contaminated as it is, has horrible. You can find measurable amounts of silver in tap water, believe it or not. It's the wildest thing. Now, it's not very bioactive, but people have no concern with splashing that in their face and their eyes, their ears, their nose, their mouth as they bathe and everything. And yet, that contains some silver. Think about if you removed all of the impurities and left only a little bit of the bioactive silver and nothing else. Would it be okay to do what you say? I agree, yes. But the manufacturer can't tell you that because it's sold as a dietary supplement, not a drug.
Right.
That difficulty we have in communicating these things. But I agree with you 100%. We've utilized it that way for our kids and continue to do so, all the time, anytime there's an irritation, other thing.
Right. You guys also make a great little spray for the nasal. I mean, you can also use the drops nasally as well, but they also have a spray. Now, it is mid-May here. The allergies, of course, they're going to get worse and worse with all the climate changing and all that. It's going to get worse out there, and people are suffering. And I found the silver, people who use that can take some of that swelling and reduce, I guess, inflammation and redness and all that stuff. Because there's a lot of mold and mildew in the air as well, and this seems to be work wonders for that.
Well, when you have an astringent quality like the silver does, you can cleanse an area, even if it's not infection,
right,
and reduce inflammation like you're describing, which often happens in these hyperhistaminic responses due to allergens. But remember, allergens are not the true cause of allergies. It's the leaky gut. It's the inflammation within the gut. It's the disruption to the microbiome that precedes the hyperimmune response, the aberrant response to naturally occurring things in the environment. And if we're going to have more pollen in the air, which I think ultimately is a good thing because that means more plant life, more food for everybody. But you're miserable every year like I was growing up. Of course, you're like, I'm a little concerned about the future. But when I, broke the cycle of my allergies many years ago by healing my liver, by healing my gut, and we can do that with the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol, you break the cycle of allergies even happening. And that's the key, not just managing the symptoms, but going to the root cause or the source of why people have allergies.
Mm.
And that's another aspect of silver's regenerative benefit. If you can drive it into the gut with aloe vera, like we've described, using it 3 times a day that way for a couple of weeks to, even a couple of months, depending on the starting point, you can see breaking the cycle of those other things that seemingly are not related.
Right, right, exactly. I think I remember the author of that article. And again, folks, we're not here curing anything. These are things that just help your body get back into balance. He said something about if the tissue is really irritated, one of the things it needs is oxygen, and somehow the silver lets go of some of these oxygen molecules. So it's like you said, it's a good astringent in things. And it's just so fascinating to me that you can do something like that.
Yes, silver and oxygen are great companions, and oxygen can be a great therapy to address some of these things as well. So you get the best of both worlds.
Is there a maintenance dose for people to take, like on a daily basis, just to keep the immune stuff? And what would be like a protocol for somebody who's going through more of a little bit of a health crisis?
Sure. Well, when we're dealing with maintenance, it's a teaspoon a day. However, during the winter season when the immune challenges are up, although we're kind of transitioning right now out of that, three teaspoons a day is often what is recommended for keeping the immune system strong so you're not as vulnerable to things that other people are. Mm-hmm. And if you're dealing with a longstanding challenge, immune challenge of any kind, you could go up to 5 teaspoons a day for a couple of months and then reassess. Some people have gone longer because the challenges have been for years for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're dealing with a sudden onset, you were caught flat-footed, so to speak, like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I was weak, and boom, I'm in the throes of it. Then I would up the dose frequency to 7 times a day, usually a couple of days to a couple of weeks, and you're out of the woods and you're back on your feet again. So there's a lot of different ways you can modify it from long-term support to short burst response.
Yeah. It is amazing how you guys were so involved in hydrosol so many years ago, and now it's becoming popular, all these hydrosol things that are out there. You're way, way ahead of your time. Remember, folks, you can go to sovereignsilver.com. I know sovereign's a little tough word. If you asked me walking down the street, spell sovereign quickly, I couldn't do it. But it's sovereignsilver.com, sovereignsilver.com. Natural Immunogenics is the corporation that runs that. You can also get this at hollyhillvitamins.com, our sponsor there. So I think we'll use a special code phrase. Let's say silver nuts, NUTZ. If you spelled nuts wrong, that's okay. We'll honor it. Maybe get a 15% off on our website there. But there's so much information. I mean, you guys put out so much information about silver and all the attributes of it and everything. It's great how it can help with the gut, blending it with some aloe juice and things, and how safe and effective and just You guys go way out of your way. That one other product is the which I use during the wintertime, lad, is this throat spray, which is also a just an easier way to applicate it to the sore throats or irritated throats. It works like a charm for me.
Excellent. I love it. Yeah, and it does. It's one of those things that can be applied so many ways safely. And that's the key for me. Not only do I need things to work, I do not want to bring harm to anyone. And that's, you know, my role as a homeopath and a dad. And I'm grateful that we get to share this information, the good news with everybody. And I hope they'll come to Holly Hill. If they do it online or directly to get it, they'll see a tremendous change for the better in their lives and their health and the health of their children.
And let's not forget about pets, right? You guys made that foray in there a few years ago. So how's that going? And what's the reason behind that? Is it just for cats and dogs, or can other creatures use it?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, the properties of silver are broad spectrum and universal, and they can be applied across the animal kingdom. So we've had reports of, you know, using it on all kinds of animals, from, you know, cats and dogs to parrots and parakeets to lizards. And even sometimes in the little fishbowl. But there's a lot of things that silver does that are very helpful and not harmful. And of course, we have, as I mentioned, a safe concentration. We're not overdoing it. And that's important. We're giving just the bioactive form. And the body is very easy and able to bind and excrete via the liver into the colon as solid waste. And it, you know, as little as 3 hours, you can see evidence of excretion, peak excretion within 6 to 9 hours, usually within 24 hours. It's moved on out. But as I say, we're always staying within the safe level anyway, even if it didn't leave, but it does. So you have the safety with this form of silver, sovereign silver, that I wouldn't recommend others, certainly of higher concentration.
You know, and just thinking about this, there's I know a lot of pet owners, they'll board there or being groomed somewhere, and they have to go somewhere. It's like walking into a hospital sometimes. And you can take the silver like before, during, or after the event, traveling with them, and keep their immune system. I bet you nobody ever thinks of that. Like, let me, you know, everybody takes silver. I know, everybody I know takes silver when they get on a plane, right? I'm sure you do. But they don't think of it for their pets. So that's pretty cool.
Yep. Exactly. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was just going to say, if you please finish your thought there, but let's also discuss the copper that you guys recently got involved with. I'd be interested in that a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, the copper has been, you know, a lot of years of R&D. Like, it took 3 years of R&D to actually bring out that gel to be safe and completely wonderful. And the same scenario, I really applaud natural immunogenics. They don't do me too products. They don't just rush things to market because they want to sell stuff. And it's the tendency of a lot of companies to do that. So I'm grateful. As much as I wanted that copper out a lot of years earlier, it wasn't ready. And thankfully it became ready, you know, last 2 or 3 years. And it's really essential because copper is critical for just about, well, so many pathways. They're called cuproenzyme pathways, cupro, the Latin name for copper. But these pathways that the copper is necessary for is for the formation and the integrity of the proteins. And, you know, we talk structure and function in natural products realm because right. That's what we're allowed to do as opposed to disease claims. So if you don't have the structure, you don't have the function. And it's copper that's critical for the structure of these enzymes that make a myriad of things possible, including the production of energy at the very deep cellular level. When we go to the mitochondria, you know, all have learned about ATP, adenosine triphosphate. The critical components among many are copper and magnesium. So if people are lacking energy, more often than not, they're lacking copper. And there are other things regarding the connective tissue, the bones, the skeletal muscles, the muscles, of course, the tendons, the burst, the cartilage. And we think, unfortunately, still only in calcium terms, it's not as important, honestly, as these trace elements like copper and silica, for instance. But copper works with collagen and elastin, making all of that happen, including zinc, which we know we need. But zinc without copper is like a carpenter on a job site with no general contractor. The carpenter just goes bonkers and builds whatever he wants to build, and you didn't order it. You're like, I didn't want that. Copper is like the general contractor to manage zinc's important regenerative regrowth that is necessary. So if you have bone spurs, that's often an indication of too much zinc and not enough copper. Copper is really critical. And also vitamin C, you know, plays a role too, but also C in the absence of copper is not as good because copper makes it possible for C to do all of its work. So We've overlooked copper. We've been told to fear copper and another mineral, selenium. Copper works with selenium to protect the cardiac proteins and the entire vasculature. As a homeopath, I was prescribing cupra metallicum, homeopathic copper for varicose veins. So it's one of the most critical components of healthy vascular health and heart health as we hear more and more inflammatory conditions of the heart. So, and I'm just giving you superficial stuff. I mean, there's so much that we've lost our way by being told to be afraid of copper as opposed to being concerned about the real toxic heavy metals that don't have a functional role really. But copper has something that impacts so many systems, including heartbeat, the arrhythmias you hear about. And unfortunately, many people go in and get their heart ablated. They electrocute part of the heart muscle and destroy it, rather than recognizing that the heart arrhythmia is often the result of too little copper. And that could have happened because of too much zinc and too much vitamin C and not knowing that you were depleting your copper. And of course, much of the food supply is devoid of copper, and not many people eat things like liver anymore. So there's a real reason sovereign copper is an essential trace element to take every day.
You don't see it often in well, I guess the more popular vitamin lines on the market there, it's very rare to find a copper supplement. Sometimes you'll see it along with zinc and things, which is nice to have if you're taking too much zinc, like you were mentioning. But do you think it's a fear of the public? There's not much market for it in the public's eye? I don't know.
Well, I think that, you know, as much as doctors mean well, they've been taught in a way that they don't understand a lot of the metabolic pathways of these nutrients and trace elements. And so they just kind of go what they're told. It's just like a lot of doctors have woken up after COVID to realize, my gosh, they were deceived about a lot of things. So this is something that even in our industry, Jim, the natural products industry, people have overlooked. And they also have the wrong forms of these things, as much as they might mean well. If you synthesize, even amino acid chelate artificially, it may have some benefit. But fractionally, you lose a lot of the total content of copper. And heck, even if we eat copper-rich foods, we may only get 30 to 40% through digestive processes. And that's assuming if somebody has good digestion, which most people don't. So the bioactive copper hydrosol, the sovereign copper, allows the body to utilize near 100% of it. So nothing is wasted. Therefore, you can take far less to get far greater benefit. Even if you took a tablespoon once a day, that's a sixth of the adult RDI. It doesn't sound like much, but you're already bringing more copper in than you're probably getting in your diet. If you did it three times a day, you've met the needs of a four-year-old. So you're not getting toxic. But because it's in that form that's bioavailable and bioactive, you don't need much, and you see tremendous benefit. And I've seen people in inflammatory cascades and arthritis respond in a matter of days or less, depending on the frequency of dosage, because the copper pathways have everything to do with the inflammatory response of the immune system.
Oh, wow. Amazing stuff, Guy. I mean, people used to use copper pots in the old days. You don't hardly see that anymore. I mean, who can afford them, right? Like
that. Yeah, well, everything's gone up because the Federal Reserve has destroyed the value of the dollar. But the importance of these elements are ever more increasing, not less so. And utilizing the copper in this way, it's just a difference maker, including those that are worried about wrinkling too soon. Copper is the key to stop premature wrinkling and premature graying of the hair. So my gosh, if that's going to motivate you, get the copper in you, you'll see tremendous benefit.
Wow. It's a great line, folks. Sovereign Silver. You don't even have to dilute it. You can use it the way it is. Again, they have products for everything. They have a great kids line. I mean, you're raising children now, young children. This is the safest thing you can do and probably one of the best things you can do. Your pets, too. A lot of people's pets are their children, right? And it's a great way to take care of them. It's just an amazing, they just keep getting better and better. And remember, you can go to hollyhillvitamins.com. You can also go to sovereignsilver.com to get more information. Robert, how can people get in touch with you, or how can they listen to you?
Well, my broadcast show is live 5 days a week from 3 o'clock Eastern time. I think you're in the Eastern time zone.
Right.
And it's available at robertscottbell.com/live or various podcast sites that we're not banned on. You can also watch it on Rumble. For those that do Rumble, that's another good way. And podcasts later after the show. And I do a pre-recorded show on Sundays that's more focused on spirituality, belief systems, helping us understand why people believe what they believe and how important it is. So it's a lot of fun to do these health focused topics on many levels. I've been doing that for 25 years and it's just still going strong. People don't want to be censored. They want to know information and learn about information. And we have to work harder than ever. As, you know, they try to limit our reach.
I hear you. Robert is not only politically savvy, government savvy wise, and knows what's going on out there. He's also very entertaining and he's a heck of a guy. So please listen in with him, Robert Scott Bell. Thank you so much for being on, Robert. Really appreciate it, man.
Jim, it's always great to connect with you. Keep up the great work. I know you will. And reminding you, the power to heal is yours. Thanks for helping everybody.
You're the best, man. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you real soon and enjoy the rest of the spring here. Thanks so much. All right, guys, that's it. Please subscribe to the channel so you can get our latest episodes. And if you want to contact me with any questions or comments, try jimwilkcnc@gmail.com. Thanks again.